Mark, did you?
Well, I have a question. I know annexation is always a concern, but you're talking about selling it to the voters of Friday Harbor, and it's also the voters of the rest of the district, but in the town of Friday Harbor, have you guys thought of it in a different way? Instead of reducing property taxes, actually come up with a plan on how you would use the cost savings or the addition, the property tax that's not earmarked to go to the fire for other services within town. So you're doing a lot of road improvement projects, but there's a lot more to do. The infrastructure in the town is, as you know, got some challenges. And I think there's
that's
been,
nice.
Yes. I think that you can, I mean, to me, there's other ways to sell the annexation
absolutely.
Issue.
Absolutely.
And so I think if, I mean, one way is to try to give them a tax break. Another way is to say, here's what we're going to do with that $250,000 or
$270,000.
We will dedicate it to this, and we're going to, here are the projects that we are going to do. And if you can show that, I think, you know, that is a different way of selling it without reducing the property tax burden on somebody. So I think that that, to me, can be overcome. And I agree with you, it should have been taken out 6 years ago. Because I think it would have went very easy. But at the time, they were concerned, for whatever reason. But I think there's a different way of doing it, and it sounds like
we
you're...
We talked about that as well.
Yeah.
And we talked about either, as far as a sales job, either we will dedicate and set aside these funds for a specific purpose that is attractive, or cutting taxes, one of the two. My preference would be setting aside the monies in a certain way, even if it's supplanting in some fashion. It's still, you know, if that's an attractive one for them, I'm all in favor. One of the things you need to know is, and this is not broadly known, I think people talk about it a little bit, but about 98% of the cities and towns in the state of Washington have a utility tax. The beauty of a utility tax is it's adopted by the council, and it's a way of, you can't use your utility monies to run City Hall, or do all the build streets and all that. It has to run the utility. So a long time ago, they figured out, well, how in the world are we going to suck money out of the utility to use to operate the thing? And they came with the utility tax, which is your bill every month for all the different utilities, water, sewer, you know, telephone, cell phone. You put a utility tax on it, 6% or even higher on your own stuff. And then that money comes in, and you use that in your general fund, and it gives you lots of options for it. We're like one of only 7 cities in the state that doesn't have a utility tax, which is, that's probably a half, between $500,000 and $600,000 a year we have not adopted, that we could, at a council meeting next week, adopt it and start imposing those taxes on all the different utilities. And we have a new source, we have another revenue source we could go to, but there's a long history here of despising utility taxes, especially when you're charging someone $113 a month for their sewer bill, and then another $61 for the water bill, to say, hey, I've got a deal for you, we're going to add another 6% on top of that, just in taxes. But we have another source we could go to if we really needed the money. But I think that you've identified the most attractive means of how to sell it, which is not trying to find another revenue source to put on people, but instead convincing them that dedicating this to a transportation fund or dedicating it to a community YMCA or whatever it may be, we're going to have 300,000, 280,000 a year, about $280,000 a year in revenue forever, which really frees up that we can use for something else. And so you can go out and build something for $5-6 million, and if you've got a revenue source of $280,000 a year, repay it. You know, you can pay it off, and you just have to find what's attractive and what the people want. And maybe the way that starts is, I've got to be smart enough to have public hearings with people to say, if we go out for this, and if we do this, we would free this money up. How would you like to spend it? And do surveys and have charrettes and, you know, public meetings and hearings and finding out what is it people would find attractive, and maybe sell it by saying that this is going to happen, and what do you want to do with this new money?
Yeah, the only risk is it becomes a referendum on whatever the other projects are. And because you're going to see this tax increase, you're going to see the tax, property tax, but along this much money. And now the vote is not about EMS and fire. It's about whatever other projects you guys have decided you want to spend the money on. And, you know, there are folks who are going to not buy into that, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is.
They're going to put the two together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then there's risks.
Wait, I can save a couple hundred bucks a year, whatever it is, by saying no to this, because I didn't really want to buy whatever it was you were selling. And, you know, what we're trying to sell, I think, is fire district.
Right, well, then, and that's my thought. If the annexation was ever going to happen, having it done as part of this whole thing, maybe the, I don't want to lack transparency, but it may be part of an overall discussion of how are we going to govern ourselves?
Yeah.
And how are we going to provide our services? And how are we going to pay for it?
Yeah.
And under that umbrella, it may be an easier sell overall. Or, I do with Willard.
Well, I think that in your naivete, as you say, and the idea of consolidation just makes sense. The fewer entities we have, the better, and it's got to be a little more efficient if we had one three-member commission running, like all of us. And of course, the hospital is separate, so we have to think about that. But it would strike me that, you know, turf was always the problem. I mean, that's the reason we had two fire departments for 80 years or whatever. I can't But that's what we had. And so the idea of consolidation, I think, has an appeal just on the surface of it. Because most people, when they realize that there were two fire departments 10 years ago, say that nuts, for an island of size. To which I always say, well, Canada has three. So there's always somebody who's going to dice it up. So I'm surprised Yorkist doesn't have more than one. They've got five zip codes. They agree on anything.
But so, just a question. So the rate you charge at the fire department, is that a rate that you are sustainable at? I mean, I know your finances are sustainable, but what makes the property tax, other than a figure that has already been, you know, a certain value factor that's already been reached, that will then perceivably drive more money to the system? Is that the way that it would work? You do away with the 280, but because of this factor, it's going to generate more money.
No, we generate 280.
No, it's exactly the same amount of money. It doesn't change his budget, because he's charging exactly what they would be paying if they were paying property tax.
Rather than direct check.
Yeah, he's going to collect it as property tax instead of a contract for service.
Right.
It's no different.
So.
Because that's how the dollar amount is computed.
Right. So it ends up being that then you have, which is what you said, 280 extra in coming into the general, that you can't reduce, or you could reduce it?
I could reduce it and lower people's property taxes. Or, as Mark has suggested, maybe it's more attractive to say that rather than cutting the property tax, because that's something we really want to preserve for the rainy day, and we want to have that there, that we instead promise to use it in a certain way, or use a portion of it in a certain way.
Okay.
So in the mind of the voter, the question is, if I'm going to pay that much more, whatever that number is, collectively it's $280,000,
but they don't,
that's a tax increase.
They don't have to pay that much more. No, that's my point. If the city decided
if it is, the city can choose to make it a smaller number. The town can choose to make it a smaller number.
So I just wanted to understand that option.
Yeah.
And I wanted to understand the value of dollars that's being charged versus what the reduction because I perceived it to be some number delta different, and so it's an exact
one for one.
Okay.
I think that's more the area where we're going to have to discuss what goes into the ballot measures that make all this work, and what the town council's willing to do, and what, you know, the numbers.
And what I heard Duncan say is that they're willing to look at a slight reduction, not a full reduction.
Not a dollar for dollar reduction.
Right. But what I'm trying to get on the table is that when we talk as five, what are the capabilities and possibilities?
Sure.
And that's, I guess, what I'm totally trying to understand is what is the possibility, or is there something that is stopping that? Is there some, you know, law, regulation, vote, whatever, that's stopping that from? But what I hear is that it could be a one-for-one. What I hear is you don't have to annex in. There's probably ways to do it, but you have to figure out the math and so forth. All I'm saying is I'm just trying to understand what the possibilities are.
Sure, I mean, they could keep separate books. They could have a fire department expense, EMS expense. EMS has got a levy already at the town, and the town residents are paying it. That goes to fund the EMS budget. They're paying for fire service. That goes to the fire service.
Not really, because if you merge, then you've only got one assessment, right?
Correct.
Depends on how you merge, yes, but if you contract.
Well, that was the other side of it. Yes. Doing the EMS merger with fire means there's only going to be one property one assessment.
Right, unless they,
so how are you
going to
assess that full amount?
That's what's contract.
So why do they have to, why does it have to merge? So there's two separate levels.
Oh, no,
right,
we
now
choose not to recommend for merger.
No, I'm talking about why can't operations move under fire now and have two different levies? And they have two separate budgets.
Yeah.
It could. Contracted services.
Could continue. I mean,
it's a fundamental possibility whether fire would want to do that or whatever, but it's a fundamental, just like they go out and contract for fire.
Mm-hmm.
That public
but the simpler answer is find a way to get us annexed in, which I think is in the best interest of everybody.
Well, it's also simpler to merge EMS and fire in a way because you drop a levy in the process.
I
got to be better than separate entities.
And if they did that, they're going to have to raise their levy rate anyways.
Right.
And everybody's had to vote for that new levy rate because the existing fire rate isn't going to be sufficient to fund both.
Part of the vote would have to be to drop the EMS levy and raise the fire district.
Correct.
Which are probably also two separate measures because that's how they are. So you're up to at least three or four different ballot measures to make this all work. And what, you
one
know,
A,
I,
one B.
Yeah, I worry about, okay, so we passed the let's drop the EMS levy, but we failed on the let's raise the fire levy.
Well,
and
then,
what do you do?
Yeah, the complication always when you start to talk about ballots is what else is on the ballot.
But do you have to drop a levy?
It'd be conditioned upon the passage. Of
yeah,
vote. That's in that.
It's a challenging way to write the
question.
It's just you got to write a very clever ballot.
Do you have
sure that it gets?
But do you have to drop a
levy? It's time consuming. Do you want input? I'm trying to be clever.
maybe not.
Okay.
The problem with not dropping the EMS levy is that the EMS district is a whole different set of islands.
Oh, no, I understand that.
So that changes a lot of different things.
My simplistic question is, do you have to drop the levy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think legally you do. I mean, you could continue. It just is more complicated for a variety of reasons.
Right.
The
complications can get, George,
the non-overlapping districts.
I appreciate they can get so large that it would become, you know, just
it almost doesn't make sense to do it.
And
I think Duncan's right. You could write it such that this measure is conditioned on that measure passing or something. So
yes.
If this passes and that doesn't, this is null and void.
I think having us answers a lot of questions, but that process certainly complicates it to the point where it may not pass.
Yes. It is true, though, that in one step you could just annex the town. And the good news is I don't think that has the historically kind of political siloed turf war kind of problems anymore, mostly thanks to the nice job Fire 3 has done to deliver service, and there hasn't been any kind of upheaval in the fire services in the town working and nobody's unhappy about it the way I think it might have been years ago. So I think you could do that annexation, setting aside the whole EMS budget. You just do that. And then when the EMS merger and or drop this levy and add to that levy and make fire district and EMS one entity, it would just include the town. Because it's part of the same district.
Well, then at that point, it's just merging.
Yeah, it's just merging. So we can separate them in a way that, you can set aside the town annexation.
What's the frequency of being able to bring things to the ballot?
Well, we have some different.
Yeah,
lots of slops.
I mean, there's lots of opportunities.
You got 4 a year or something like that.
It's subject to whatever else is happening on the ballot. I mean, that's all my concern.
From the districts do have to pay their share of running a measure. So, you know, everybody that's involved in this is going to have to pony up if that's what it takes. But, yeah, I think we need, one of our future meetings is undoubtedly going to have some lawyer, you know, who does this. Because there are people who know this. And we have to get somebody who can say, okay, yeah, I see what your problems are, and this is how you're probably going to want to go. Maybe you two-step into this or something. I mean, I don't know what the right answer is.
You really want to bring in, if you get to the point where you actually want to understand how it would all work for election time, I'd suggest you bring in the pro from Dover.
Yeah,
being the Seattle downtown.
Right, right. It's going to be an expensive guy.
But, yeah, but they have to understand bonds. Yep. The experience of bond counsel. Right. Lots of other issues.
There are people who know the answers. They're not cheap people, but there are people.
And Dan, did you have?
Well, there's some other issues that are going to get involved here, too, that I think you were talking about. If we brought them over, you have to purchase more land, build another building to house EMS. We still have to figure out what you're going to do with the existing EMS building. Jiffy Lube and the bond. There's a lot of other issues that are out there. Plus, there's still a fair amount of people on the island who are concerned with the mismanagement of their perception of that in the past, and they would kind of like to see that cleaned up first. So there's several other layers that are involved in this, too. It makes it even more complex.
Right. Yeah, there's no way of predicting right now what the time would be, because we have to think of the steps involved in getting there, and some of them might involve the hospital district and the building, and that building, all that. So there's a lot of questions that could delay some of this beyond next year in terms of ballot, you know, measures making it actually.
One thing you're not lacking is political difficulty.
No, there are going to be hurdles on all sides, no doubt.
In round numbers, I haven't looked at anything clearly, but I imagine purchasing land next to the fire department, building another building, you're talking 1.52 minimum.
Well, doesn't the
minimum.
Doesn't the airport?
The port owns it.
The airport. Yeah, the airport property would be owned by the port, so they could do ground lease. I mean, it doesn't have to be buy $1 billion worth of real estate. Mm. In fact, isn't your station on this land? Isn't that owned by the port?
It is, but the remaining port area around it is dedicated to enhancing the stormwater runoff, which they're already planning on doing. All that stuff out back is going to be
okay.
Larger stormwater.
Duncan, from your perspective, do you see any reason that it or any upside, downside, just keeping it apart and just going the way it's going now?
It's easy. Would it be easier 10 years from now when that building is paid down a lot more and there's not so much of a financial risk going forward? There may be insurmountable hurdles financially that just won't allow it to happen. That's why I'm so glad to see you involved, because I think you more than a lot of other people understand that the financial battles here. Mm-hmm. I don't understand all those battles. It could certainly go on and everybody would continue to benefit from the great levels of service, but it's inefficient. It's just really inefficient. That what I told you about earlier, the program we ran under in North Bend was that actually the North Bend Fire Department, Fire District 10, Fire District 27, the City of Issaquah, and there was some other city, and they couldn't get together to make a fire authority, so they formed an interlocal agreement where each one of those entities joined in and they provide service as the entity.
The EMS entity.
It was the fire entity. Oh. And they joined.
Oh, was
the
fire entity?
The fire entity. That was a mishmash of all the cities and districts operating together, because everybody had turf wars where the city of North Bend wanted to keep theirs, District 10 wanted to keep theirs, and the only thing is that they finally found the one common denominator, which was oh, hey, this would be cheaper. They eventually put, I think they eventually formed themselves, I think they formed part of it, became a regional fire authority, and then that contracted with the cities. It's a mess, but that's back to turf again.
Yeah, services shouldn't change all that much, so it seemed like it's mostly just to make it a little cheaper, possibly, and a lot cleaner and easier to manage.
Well, great. I don't want to eat up all of your evening. And
nor do I eat up all of yours.
No, but we really appreciate your time and perspective, and hope that you might be willing to come back if we wanted to engage in a further discussion as we keep working down this road. We keep finding that it's a circuitous route.
Yeah. I've never seen anything quite this complicated as far as how to get from A to Z. We've got a lot of things to do, and I'll come back anytime. I'm very interested in this. Like I said, I have a lot of faith in you. You come up with something good.
What do you think your perception of Mark's idea? Would it have above 50% opportunity to be successful?
What?
Subject to variables that you don't know.
Well, if we said that in order to sweeten the deal, to make it to incentivize this, knowing that you'll have additional taxes, but the benefit of the voter, the town will dedicate for a period of 10 years the sum of $150,000 annually to do X. If we could figure out what X is, that would be attractive to the voters. There have to be some end date on it, but I can see that going in that we will take general monies from the taxes, from the savings of that indirect check, and we'll put it into something else and dedicate it. And we just find out what would be attractive enough. We've done an awful lot of the road stuff. We've done a ton of junk. We've gotten like $8 million in grants over the last 6 years, and we built a lot of roads. And,
yeah, we go.
Yeah, yeah, I know, and I'm sorry, but it is something that needs to be done. We've also fixed a lot of underground water and sewer in the process that was crumbling.
Yeah,
ice.
The water pipe was being bad.
Yeah, and now we've got the sewer treatment plant, which is our next big one. I would love to be able to say we'll do this and we'll put that 150 into improving the sewer treatment plant. That's not really sexy enough. It has to be something that will incite.
I think you have a better chance of saying we're going to dedicate it to, you know, building and providing parking or something in the downtown core, as opposed to say building stoplights within the downtown core. I could sell one of those, but depending on how people feel about what you're going up, who knows?
Well, if the county goes with their idea of a new parking lot and their development of their town.
Well, who knows? That's a plan. So
we could. If they were going to build a parking garage,
if the county decided to do was to push out towards the theater over the existing parking lot and build a 5-story parking garage on a parcel they have across the street, and you dedicated money to that, you'd probably get a better set of votes than you would for saying, you know, I want traffic lights at every intersection of the street.
The risk being that people always think that they know what best to do with their money.
Sure.
I don't need you telling me what I need.
Which is why, you know, the ideal, the one that you can sell the easiest, is a dollar-for-dollar reduction in property tax that the town takes to allow for the fire district.
Which would be harmful for...
Which would hurt everything else. So, yeah, I mean, obviously you can't do that. But, I mean, that's the only one that is a no-brainer because, you know, they're already paid. So they don't need to sell. That's not going to happen.
So I guess my question again is 50% success, 40%, 60%.
Wow. We are on the island here. If you look at the island as a whole, we don't qualify for any of the certain things because we are our household income, you know, the right term, for people are already just our average household income, island-wide, is pretty good. In town, you do with the town residents, it's low enough that we qualify for all these USDA loans and stuff, because we're at 46,000 is the average household income in town. whereby the average for the state is at $68,000. So we are well below the level there. So people are extremely sensitive to it. And you may have noticed that you raised the sewer rates by $2 a month, and you have people going ballistic on it. So they're that sensitive to that. How are they going to feel about the 100?
So you've answered my question, then, that
it's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah,
that depends on coming up with something good that you're going to say to them about what you're going to do with the
money. Which means that either the alternative to do this has to be very creative, or it's probably not going to be successful.
Yeah. So a large piece of that. Opportunity to be able to vote with Bob Jarman is like overwhelmingly huge.
Some people are driven by that. Well, I think the interesting thing will be what the town is willing to do. So it's your council as much as anybody. It's going to probably.
But I hear the town's not going to be able to do a whole lot.
Well, there are some things that they
can not be able to do it.
A whole lot.
Well,
to make this reasonable enough to shoot.
I don't know.
I think we'd have to explore it for a while.
I think what I said earlier is I think we need to go to the community and say, okay, we've got a problem.
Yeah.
And we need you to help us fix it. We need you to tell you what do you want. We need to get annexed in. This needs to happen.
Maybe you should game out a little of that just for our benefit, you know, to see what would the council want to do to proceed with that kind of a research question. Can we poll in a way the merger would cost this? We would offer to offset some of it with property tax relief, but we'd have this extra income now to spend on something. What projects, or whatever the question is, we think about how you would pursue that operationally, because it could happen any time, really. I mean, it's just a what if.
If we're going to go out for that, we may want to just do a general town services survey.
I think so.
And where you hit.
You throw in utility taxes and everything else if you want, just to throw it all on the table there. And go ahead and ask the question, because you know they're going to shoot. And sometimes if you say utility tax, they're going to focus on that and say, well, that for sure we don't want. It makes this look a little more palatable.
Well, like I said, transparency is going to be the hardest one on this.
Oh, totally.
There's, you know, you can play hide the ball. And,
no, they're going to see it.
They're going to see it. You've got to play this one dead straight.
Right.
You're gonna get
Which is why I think it's a good idea to ask the question, because we really do need the council on board.
I think the council will find them to be flexible to find a solution that doesn't harm the long-term security of our finances.
But I think that's the answer to Rick's question is really going to come out of that, because you can't really say we have a 50-50 shot unless we know what it is they have on the table, what to offer.
I appreciate that. But sitting here, we don't know what that is. So
no,
I'm trying
right.
to have some kind of percentage. Talk like, you know what, this thing, it's got not only with on top of all the other things that it's got, but it's also got all of this. Is it just unreasonable? And what are you going to get out of it? I mean, operationally, we think that there's going to be a financial reduction because of synergies of scale. But what does that really mean? I mean, it might mean 2 cents, or it might mean 200, or it might be, you know, whatever. And so I appreciate it, because I have a much better appreciation of your perspective, the town's perspective, and things that I didn't when I read Brad's paper on all of the litany of things that we've got to jump. I didn't appreciate what it meant by town vote. So forth, and that looks pretty much.
Well, I've learned a lot recently too, and one thing I've learned is I need to go back and talk to the council about whether now is the right time to go out and do that kind of survey work and see what people would you be willing to vote for it to demand an increase in taxes? Question one. Question two, would you be willing to vote for it if your property taxes were cut in half and you'd save this much on property tax, even if you had to pay this much for that? Would you allow the council to retain the money for the property tax if it consented, if it went ahead and promised to do something else over here? If they did something else over here, what would you like to see? We have a series of questions like that. And you got to wait for a while. Val to hear your thoughts on whether or not that would help you.
But I think it really would be helpful just initially thinking about it, and it really makes more sense to come from the council than it does from us. I mean, we can't be making those decisions, so we are the ones to be asking the questions, right? It's going to be what the town council and you guys decide, so you really probably ought to be asking that question. And you can use us as the impetus for it. I mean, sure, we need to know some of those answers before we can even decide what to recommend. But, you know, we're not going to recommend doing something that has no chance of success either.
Well, and wouldn't the town and maybe even the fire district want to know that answer? Because at some point, the economy may turn, sales tax may go down, and you have this contract for $280,000, and now the town's like, well, wait a minute, we need some money to run because Duncan needs his raise. We're going to go back to the fire district and say, we're going to reduce your rate. So, I mean, at some point, I think you, because as you said, this is the stable source of funding for a municipality, whereas sales tax is not. So I think the annexation question should be being discussed by the town and the fire district, regardless of the merger.
Just as an economic sustainability issue.
Exactly.
That's an important point, I guess. Yeah. I hadn't really thought about it. What sparks me is that, yes, the reason that property tax pays for these services is they're not optional services. They're not stuff that, oh, you know, it's a down year for sales tax. We're just not going to respond to EMS calls anymore. Right. That really isn't how you want to operate. You can stop building roads, but you really can't stop doing fire and EMS. So that's why it's a property tax source of revenue. And, you know, maybe that's a point.
It's less volatile. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe that's a point that the council needs to consider in the course of talking about alternatives to funding it.